Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy, along with Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Prillo. And after being given a Sunday off, the Pats are back at it on Monday, Paul. And as you said off camera, a very spirited practice symbolized by a hard hit from Jerod Mayo on Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, a little bit more effort, a little bit more energy out here today. And I thought that hit was really atypical of what you would see in training camp. Just a quick dump over the middle to Gronk, maybe 10 yards over across the middle. He catches the ball, and Jerod Mayo is right there to really let him know after that catch. And you don't see Gronk go down like that. But Jerod Mayo, that's really been indicative of his entire camp. Very active, a lot of movement for him, a lot of physicality. Great to see Mayo back and healthy.
No question about it, when there was concern that we'd even see him out there in contact at all when this camp got underway. We didn't see a number of players the last few days. 23 were absent at the start of practice on Saturday, but some of those guys made their way back on the field today.
Yeah, you're starting to see some guys come back. Alan Branch taking off at NFI today. He was out there. He did some things. Julian Edelman was out there at the start of practice. He did some things, and he went back to the reps field to get some conditioning work in. You saw Matthew Slater and Brian Timms in red jerseys, so they're a little bit closer. They were back taking part in practice. Today, a little bit better in that department, but still a lot of guys missing here, Bob.
Speaking of red jerseys, new quarterback in number 7 in red, Ryan Lindley. Patriots signed him, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals. Matt Flynn was released. They need a third quarterback to get through these early preseason games.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, you know, if something were to happen to Jimmy Garoppolo, you certainly don't want Tom Brady out there finishing up a preseason game, certainly a week one preseason game in the third and fourth quarter. So, yeah, you had to, and Belichick all but admitted that today when he was asked about, you know, the start of the preseason sort of knocking on the door and forcing your hand. And he said, yeah, that definitely played a part in it. And it was unfortunate with Matt Flynn. He wasn't healthy. He did not pass his physical, according to Coach Belichick. So you had to bring another guy in. Ryan Lindley today did a lot of work on the scouting cards, a lot of the Green Bay Packers offense. We'll see what if he can knock off some rust and contribute.
Paul, as far as Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo goes, those two quarterbacks had their moments today. Unfortunately, though, the guy who has the principal responsibility of protecting their blind side, Nate Solder, had to leave practice very early.
Yeah, and we talked about all the guys that came back. That was one guy who actually had to leave early today, so not a good sign.
For Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Prillo, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.